Cold Lake. City of Cold Lake Mayor Craig Copeland recently took some time to reflect on the eventful year that was 2023, while also gazing toward the future. The year unfolded with several initiatives taking place in Cold Lake, notably the start of the long-anticipated Lakeshore Drive project and the transformative Cold Lake North development. Copeland underscores the criticality of these endeavors, designed to counter erosion risks along the lakeside, and provide protection to the infrastructure, while shielding residential areas. That project was long overdue, Copeland says, expressing concerns about potential threats to lakeside properties. We have issues along the banks of Cold Lake in certain locations, and certainly that one was one that we were concerned that the bank was going to start falling into the lake and then we would lose the road, and of course there's a lot of houses along that whole lakefront. So, that project is kicking off and it will be a kind of a two-year project. Additionally, the initiation of the new public workshop in Cold Lake will help modernize municipal infrastructure, enhancing operational efficiency for the public works staff. Copeland emphasizes the significance of this investment in replacing outdated facilities to optimize service delivery. The staff at Public Works have been working with a pretty old yard up on 16th Avenue, and so, the city is pretty excited to invest in a new building for the staff and the equipment. Events and development. Also, Copeland says there is also reason to celebrate the array of festivals and events that offered people excitement in 2023. I thought it was a great summer to sort of get everybody back in the swing of things. There were lots of events to sort of get everybody going, Copeland recounts, underscoring the community's spirit that came through during these many events. Peering into the future, Copeland envisions an economic upswing supported by Canada's investment in the F-35 fighter jets for the Canadian Air Force. This anticipates substantial construction at Four Wing, with an expected $1 billion infusion over the next half decade, increasing various sectors, including hospitality and real estate. We're going to see close to $1 billion worth of construction on the wing over the next 5 years or so, and it's going to bring a lot of workers to town, which is going to stimulate the hotel and the restaurant business, and also the rental market, says Copeland. The mayor also acknowledges the thriving commercial developments around the Tri-City Mall area, hinting at further growth prospects in 2024. We saw a lot of commercial development over by the Tri-City Mall area. So, we had private investors looking at putting up more of the food and retail outlets over in the mall area there. So that's an exciting area that's being developed. When you look at 2024, we're expecting some more commercial development there around the Tri-City Mall area. Challenges. Amid these triumphs, Copeland acknowledges there have been challenges, particularly homelessness and makeshift settlements, fostering safety concerns in the community. The city remains proactive in dismantling camps while urging occupants to utilize available shelters. We saw a tremendous increase in our homeless population, people living out in the woods. Even though we have John Howard, society. Copeland also candidly addressed concerns about rising theft and crime, noting there has been increased enforcement efforts to combat crime. We've seen a small increase still in petty theft and crime in Cold Lake. We've increased the amount of municipal enforcement and RCMP the last few years to try and deal with the crime. We're trying the best we can to crack down on all that, said Copeland. Relate story. Lakeland navigates increased crime concerns. Water levels. Shifting topics. Copeland also emphasizes a primary concern for 2024 declining water levels in Cold Lake. The lake is reaching into historical lows, and that is pretty much due to low moisture, so we will be monitoring that going into the spring, but it is a concern across Alberta. We are just not unique to it, Copeland affirms, highlighting a broader, more regional challenge. 100th anniversary. In addition to these issues, Copeland eagerly anticipates the pinnacle event of 2024, the Royal Canadian Air Force's 100th anniversary airshow. We are really looking forward to the air show. We think it's going to be pretty spectacular, so that will be in the middle of July. We are expecting to surpass at least 20,000 people who are coming to it. It will be a big boost to the community. Related story: engine start turning in preparation for the 2024 Cold Lake Air Show.